Well, to Germany now, Berlin, where in the midst of redevelopment, there's an empty amusement park right in the middle of the city. The 70-acre park nearly unchanged since it was abandoned in 2002. Reporter Cassandra Sunt has the story of how Spree Park mirrors the last 50 years of turbulent history in Germany's capital.
The place that today is called Spree Park was first developed in 1969 in what was then called East Berlin, 8 years after the rise of the Berlin Wall. That's right, an amusement park in the former communist, Soviet-allied German Democratic Republic. Tim Gärtner, project manager at Grün Berlin, the company that owns the property today, says the organizers in the East deliberately chose not to call the space an amusement park.
They called it Kulturpark because they initially right away wanted to illustrate it's more than just amusement. We don't want to amuse the people. We want to, in a way, educate them and offer them culture. So that's why they basically developed it. But the main idea, the initial idea, was, again, something that they saw in the West, and they kind of had the feeling, well, we need it in the East as well.
The park was built along the River Spree. It features a Ferris wheel, carousel swing ride, and concession stands. Jana Zotzko is a born and bred East Berliner. She says her favorite ride was a roller coaster.
It was a strange construction where you went just basically up and down a lot. And it always sounded like the thing was going to break apart any minute. So being on that was more the thrill of, will it hold? So that was kind of, as a kid or as a teenager, that was the most fun ride and the most thrilling one for me.
After the wall fell in 1989, Spree Park was contracted to new operators. The Witte family, headed by husband and wife team Norbert and Pia Witte, tried to transform the facility into a Western-style amusement park.
They became responsible for the Spree Park at that time. And the family Witte, they invested a lot of money. We did a lot of the area.
Efforts to revitalize the old GDR-run facility included new attractions to compete with other amusement parks in Western Germany, like water courses, an English village, and a stage. At first, the improvements seemed to work, with visitors reaching as high as 1.5 million people per year. But slowly, ticket prices went up and limited parking took its toll, and attendance suffered, leaving the family Witte more than 10 million euros in debt. Here's Jana Zotzko again.
In retrospect, it was kind of trashy. It was all this weirdly, I mean, it was also really small. So if you look at the descriptions, I mean, it was in a tiny area, and you would, you know, you would be in the Geisterbahn like this, and then you would walk 5 meters and suddenly there's like these swans, and then you go on and there's like another thing. It was all random. It seemed very random. And then these dinosaurs, and yeah, it wasn't a great fun park, no.
In 2001, the park declared bankruptcy. It closed the following year. Since the park closed 16 years ago, the property has been largely abandoned. Graffiti is rampant. Many of the large dinosaur sculptures have disappeared. Spree Park became a dumping ground. Gärtner says his company gained control of the property in 2016 and has spent most of that time cleaning up the mess left by vandals and underground partygoers.
All buildings were filled up with trash, not only stuff from the amusement park, but like regular house garbage. Like, for example, in the big hall, there was a room about 20 square meters. It was filled up to the ceiling with Xerox machines. We found them and we just didn't know what the hell. What are they doing? What did they do with so many Xerox machines?
What to do with Spree Park and its 70 acres of land is a big question in Berlin. Zoning restrictions limit the property's commercial potential, so one option favored by the new operators is using Spree Park to promote the arts.
We have a lot of art in Berlin. We have a lot of, like, even more than like exhibition spaces, we have a lot of artists in Berlin as well, which is great. We don't have a lot of art in public spaces and open places, like immersive art in a way. People can go inside, feel things like multi-sensual stuff, playing with the light, playing with colors, things like that. So it can be a very good place for that.
Over the last 50 years, the Spree Park has mirrored the condition of Berlin. First, as a propaganda tool used in the communist East. Then, as a renewed capitalist business trying to find its footing. Finally, as a haven for partiers and graffiti artists. And much like Berlin, Spree Park will have to decide what the next chapter holds. For Here and Now, I'm Cassandra Sunt in Berlin.
And we've got pictures. Look at that, a huge Ferris wheel in the middle of the city at hereandnow.org.